Well, hello everyone. This is Jen Ranieri with Word Traveling, and I thank you so much for tuning in again for night number 10 of our 11 nights of calling out to the Lord in prayer here on Word Traveling. With me tonight are some fabulous sisters in the Lord, Jen and Kristen with Planet Mommyhood. Girls, would you want to say hello and tell us where we can find you?
Hi, we're Jen and Kristen, and we are at planetmommyhood.net and on YouTube at Planet Mommyhood, or YouTube / Planet Mommyhood, and we're best friends who do funny videos together. Hi.
They're Riot, and we're all Florida girls. So here we are on the East Coast tonight, just really gonna come to the Lord, and we can't do any of this without Him. And I'm so grateful and humbled for the opportunity to be hosting these calls, and I just pray that tonight and tomorrow night, leading into 9/11, the anniversary of such horrible tragedy in our country, that we would finish strong with prayer and we would finish strong as a united body of Christ in this movement. So, Father God, I just give you all the honor and glory and praise and say thank you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for sending your Son for us. Thank you for just saving us and redeeming us and just being all to us. Papa, as we cry out to you tonight, I'm in that place of I don't even know what to say. I'm so distraught of what's happening in the world in different places, yet here I am, just a homeschooling mom in the United States. What can I do? But, oh, Jesus, you love us so much, and when we ask for you to send us, you send us. So tonight, Jesus, would you come and be with us? Holy Spirit, would you just fill the hearts of every mama, every family that's on the line? Would you just fill our hearts, Jen, myself, and Kristen, as we host this call tonight, and just surrender everything we can even think to say to you. Would your will be done in these next short minutes? Father God, as I prayed today and prepared for this call, I'm reminded again that if I don't know what to say, you give me the words. And with busy homeschooling mom days, we just sometimes have to find those times to escape our busyness and find quiet with you in the midst of the chaos. And so you show up at all of those minutes. And today you reminded me of these verses from Jeremiah 9. And you say it's a message from God of the angel armies. Look over the trouble we're in and call for help. Send for some singers who can help us mourn our loss. Tell them to hurry, to help us express our loss and lament. Help us get our tears flowing. Make tearful music of our crying. Listen to it. Listen to that torrent of tears out of Zion. We're a ruined people. We're a shamed people. We've been driven from our homes, and we must leave our land. Mourning women, oh, listen to God's message. Open your ears. Take in what he says. And teach your daughters songs for the dead and your friends the songs of heartbreak. Father God, as we cry out with brothers and sisters in just horrible persecution in the Middle East right now, that we don't even know what to say, and laying in bed late at night the past few weeks and just crying and praying and not knowing what to say, you have these words. You tell us what to say. We're told to cry out for them. We're told to be the voice for them. We're told to get others and gather others together to cry to you, to say, help, Jesus, will you send your freedom? Tonight we cry out for those in bondage and persecution, not only in the Middle East, but in homeschooling across the world. Lord, let us not ever take it for granted of the freedoms you give us, and let us use these freedoms that you give us to cry out. Jesus, would you protect our homeschooling brothers and sisters around the world who are trying or who are in bondage that cannot because it's illegal. I counted it's over 40 countries in the world that it's completely illegal, and another 50 countries where there are rules so stringent that people decide that it's just too much trouble. Father God, these are countries like Greece. These are countries where your will can be done. This is the country of Cuba where my husband was born. These are countries like El Salvador and Greenland and Guatemala and Macedonia and Moldova, and Lord, the list goes on and on. Will you send your spirit ahead and create freedom for those who love you to honor you by bringing their children home as they see called? Would you call them out to make a stand together, to be united and make a stand together. Because you tell us, Lord, where your spirit is, there is freedom. And even in the midst of craziness and turmoil, Lord, around the countries around the world, those who love you, you see the freedom in their eyes. You see the joy in their persecution. It's unfathomable to us in America what people around the globe have to stand up for their religious freedoms for. Lord, where we may we never, ever take for granted our freedom here in America. May we always thank you, continue to praise you for the freedom you have given us and the spirit that fills this land. Oh, sisters.
Lord, I just pray. I pray that you open our hearts and open our minds to the things that are going on across the world with the persecution that our brothers and sisters are facing every single day of their lives against an enemy that's not unnamed, but we don't recognize the face, but we know who our enemy is because your word tells us who our enemy is, and we know that these are not battles against flesh and blood, but against principalities, Lord, and I just pray that your word goes forth in all of these places through the deadened silence that the enemy has tried to create. And I pray that you speak loudly to our brothers and sisters around the world and that you comfort them in their persecution and that you that you're with them and that you speak for them, Lord. Let all of us cry out for our brothers and sisters who are suffering. And I pray for protection over them and over your entire body of Christ. Lord, we are one body. No matter what country we're from or what language we speak, we're all saved by the same cross, by the same blood that was shed for our sins. That same blood covers all of our sins from east to the west, throughout the entire world. And Lord, I just pray that you unite us together, that we understand that we are one body living on earth presently. And I just pray your protection over every one of these people. Lord, I pray that you come to those when they cry out in these home churches that are underground churches that they can't worship the way that we're free to worship in America. And Lord, I pray for protection over them. I pray that you blind the eyes of the enemy against them so that they can continue to make your name great in the ways that they're able to in the places that they are. Lord, I pray that the gospel continues to go forth in every nation across the world, Lord. I pray that all of those who are to believe will believe when they hear what you've done for them. Lord, I just pray. I pray that you unite us through prayer. I pray that we remember that we're all together, that we are one blood, that we all go back to Noah. We all go back to Adam and Eve. We are created by you in your image, perfectly made and sculpted. And I pray that you knit us together in ways that you haven't before. Lord, as we come against this enemy with our voice and that we try to speak for those who don't have a voice, I pray for your protection over all of the people who are going to cry out, that they will be their voice. Lord, I pray that everything that you want for them comes to pass. And Lord, I just pray that you comfort them in their persecution, that you're close to them as they flee, that you provide for them in supernatural ways, just like you did when you with the Israelites. Lord, I just pray that you comfort your children, and that you call all of us by our names. And Lord, I thank you for the gift that we have together in prayer to be able to pray and unite us before your throne.
Yes, Jesus.
God, I'm so thankful for this moment right now that we have this freedom to be able to openly pray to you, not just by ourselves in a room, Lord, but freely and openly for other people to join in this prayer. Lord, there are so many people that are scattered across this world that do not have this freedom. Lord, we take it for granted, this sweet time, that there's times that you even forget to pray. But meanwhile, there's these people who love you with everything that they have, that they have literally taken their cross and ran after you with it. even though that meant that they had to lose everything, family, friends, homes, identities, children, Lord, I'm so thankful that you have chosen me to be able to be a voice for these people who are standing so boldly at the cross, proclaiming your name, knowing that if they do not waver, that their lives are ending in that moment, or their children right before them are being slaughtered if they choose to say, I will not convert. Lord, I thank you that you allow us to be the voices for these people, because we can't sit silently knowing what's happening, knowing what's going on over there. Lord, they're truly walking out your word. Their faith speaks volumes for all of us. We all say how we love you, Lord. We all over here drop to our knees in prayer. But when it comes time to truly face our faith before us and take that step out, Lord, I pray that we have the faith that these other people do, Lord, because they aren't wavering. They aren't changing their minds. They're not backing down. They're boldly standing and saying that Jesus is all that I have and I will not turn my back, knowing in that moment that that could be their last second here. And Lord, how beautiful it is that in that moment they'll be with you, but it still breaks my heart to know that there are families being torn and ripped apart, that they have seen things that I could not even imagine as a mother seeing and witnessing. Lord, I pray for those hearts that are being broken, for the loved ones that they won't get back now, that they have to wait for until eternity when it's their time to be again, to meet again. Lord, but I just pray that you give them the comfort and the peace to get through this time now, Lord. I pray that they feel these prayers lifting them up, that they know that their screams are being heard over here, that we are part of the body and they are in pain and we ache for them, and that we're not abandoning them, and that we're lifting them up, and we won't leave them behind, and we won't allow this enemy to act as though he reigns here, because he does not. There's only one king, and we all bow down. We all take a knee to the one and only mighty king. So although the enemy thinks that right now he has an upper hand, we all know the end. We all know who the true victor in all of this is. We all know who our Lord and our Savior is. And Lord, I just pray that we can remind those that are shaking right now, those that are in that questionable moment, that this is all for the glory of God. And the payoff will be eternal riches in heaven. Lord, I am just so thankful for this precious time that we have where we can pray and lift up those voices. And I thank you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name. You just said something to me, Lord, and the scripture that comes to mind. But thank you, God, because you give us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. That yes, you are the victor. Amen. You are the victor, and we thank you for that. And Papa, thank you so much for this time to come together with these sisters. But tomorrow in our nation, it's a big day. It's a memory, and there's threats. Would you just send every angel in your army to protect our nation tomorrow? All our loved ones, all our family, all the body of Christ, all the children, all the schools, all the teachers and the workers and the government. Will you just protect America, Lord? Because as we sing it in that song, God bless America. Keep your hand on us. Keep shining on us, because we will cry out. Keep us safe. Let those who wish evil on this nation be brought down, and they see the chains. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, girls, so much for calling in. And I just get so fired up at the end of these calls that I can't even remember how to wrap them up. Truth. Truth spoken. Jesus, you are so good. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we honor you and we love you and we thank you. And everyone,
Amen.
You can hear all the replays from the rest of the calls on wordtraveling.com and follow along with the hashtag wordtraveling, and coming up next week, the hashtag I am your voice. You won't want to miss what's happening with that, and it gives you another opportunity to be a part of it. And make sure you visit the girls on Planet Mommyhood. And, Lord, you're just so good. Keep doing what you're doing. We'll keep raising our hands saying, use me.
That's right. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
All right, ladies. Love you. Love you much, sisters. And I'm going to hit the end of the recording now.
All right.